I tell guests all the time they need to be very careful about checking their email or picking up the phone, because I'm going to call them back and we're going to have the good ones on again. And that's what we did right now. Carrie Luxom is on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. She is the Chief Executive Officer of Restaurant HR Group, and she is back with us again, reunited, and it feels so good. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I am great. Hey, I want to go back, and we talked about, it was probably a month ago, 3 weeks ago. We had you on talking about what was going on with restaurants not being able to get people, not being able to hire people. But McDonald's said something in earnings calls this week, that by simply raising their wages, they felt that they were able to get an upper hand when it comes to the labor shortage. They paid more. They were able to get people. What do you say, as somebody who works in the restaurant and the food service space, is that all there is to it? Is it just a matter of paying more?
That is not all there is to it. However, you know, restaurant brands nationwide, the small mom and pop restaurants, mid-sized groups, and the larger groups like McDonald's and Chipotle and Dunkin' Donuts, they are oftentimes, recently we've seen them paying $1, $2, $3 more, or even more than that, above the minimum wage in their area. And so that is absolutely happening, and it is helping. Is it helpful to pay more money? Are you going to attract more people? The answer is yes. But the problem is, if that's all you're doing, everybody else is starting to do that as well, not just in the restaurant industry. You've got Amazon and Walmart and all kinds of other people that you're competing for, those same kind of employees that are going to look for an hourly job, that want to come in and work in a kind of a hospitality environment. And so it definitely is going to help you. And I see my clients across the country, you know, making these increases happening, and it's helping them drive candidates into the store, but it's definitely not enough.
But it's also something else altogether to keep them, right? I mean, if the water level is the same for everybody else, if it comes up and McDonald's happened to be the first one in the neighborhood to say, we'll pay $12 an hour or $15 an hour or whatever the number is in your neighborhood, and then Amazon says, well, I guess we got to do that, and Walmart says, well, we got to do that too, and oh, well, me too, Chipotle says, if the water level is the same, then people are going to work where they think it's the best environment, right? You still have to do more than pay more.
Exactly. And the truth is, I mean, people want to make more money. I mean, that isn't something that's changed for years. But it's definitely not everything, especially in today's world. You know, people want so much more than that. So I would tell you, if restaurateurs or business owners in any industry want to have more success with long-term, building a long-term loyal team, they have to do a whole lot more than just increasing the amount of money that's coming in. I mean, you can pay somebody $15 and your neighbor is paying them $12 or $13, but if you are treating them poorly or if you don't have a culture that feels great, they're not going to stay, and you're just going to be in that vicious circle over and over and over.
Rick Dayton Show continuing on KDK here in Pittsburgh. Joining us from Chicago is Carrie Luxom, the CEO of the Restaurant HR Group. She's on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. McDonald's literally at one place was paying prospective workers $50 if they came to an interview. I mean, has it really gotten that crazy in the restaurant space to find people?
Yes. It's really crazy. I mean, I will tell you, I see firsthand restaurants not being able to open their doors, or managers having to work, you know, solo shifts and trying to make this thing work. It's very, very difficult. So, you know, I think there's a lot of desperation out there. And the truth is, there's probably a lot of businesses and a lot of restaurants out there that should be paying more, and they're having to do that. And, you know, I will tell you, if you are in the restaurant industry and, you know, you're able to, I mean, the problem is, Rick, that the restaurant industry, that the margins are so thin. And so when these restaurateurs react and they just go out and pay a whole lot more money, they can't sustain that because they're not able to make the kind of money that they need to make. So they're making these desperate moves. They're just throwing money at things and hoping it's going to fix the problem. And what I've seen, you know, recently and then throughout my career is when that happens, it backfires. So you've got to be able to think this through thoroughly and do a whole lot of other things. You know, I will tell you, I think if restaurateurs do two things aside from paying more money and offering benefits, they are going to be ahead of their competitors. And that is, number one, do a whole lot more, get a whole lot more creative in your recruiting efforts. You can have fun with it. You can contact schools. You can hire maybe more part-timers than you would initially want to hire. You could talk to your current staff, get them involved. You can tap into the military community. You can do some different, use some different technology, text-to-apply apps. Mm-hmm. That's something I know McDonald's does and some of these other brands. They use these very quick ways to get applicants in the door, and I think that's a huge way to, you know, not go through this long process and lose those candidates. And, you know, I think if you really put the time and effort, and I know that's easier said than done because these restaurateurs are already short-staffed, but you've got to figure out a way to put the energy into these things so you can find those candidates. So that's the first thing. Get creative. Do more than you're currently doing in your recruiting efforts. And then number two, do those small things day in and day out to build a loyal team. And you know, there's so much focus on getting people from the outside inside, but don't forget to take care of the people who are currently inside, taking care of all your customers. You don't want to lose them because then you'll be even, you know, in a bigger situation. So, I mean, I recently read this, this survey that this big staffing company put out that said something along the lines of 80% of people today will leave a job after they are unhappy for one day. But that's not going to happen if you're skilled as a manager, as a restaurateur, in building a loyal team. So I'm a believer in doing those little things that will build a loyal team.
Carrie should know. She's been involved in the restaurant business for more than 20 years. Do you still remember how to make a peanut butter parfait from your years at Dairy Queen?
I sure do.
And do you
see that little twist I make on the top of those ice cream cones that has never gone away?
All you got to do is you start with hot fudge in the bottom. You add some Spanish peanuts. Then it's ice cream. It's hot fudge and Spanish peanuts. It's ice cream. It's hot fudge and Spanish peanuts on top. As long as you get the twist right, make sure to serve with a red spoon.
How hard could it be?
Huh?
I'm impressed.
I have eaten more than my fair share of peanut butter parfaits over the years. Carrie, this was awesome to have you on. Thank you for helping to break this down for us. And I warned you last time, we're gonna be a repeat offender, and we'll have you back again.
I like it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Carrie Luxem joining us, the CEO of Restaurant HR Group based in Chicago, talking about this recent news from McDonald's and what they had to say about what worked for them.